I'm John Satguest with your Week State Headlines from the Capitol Buzz. A bipartisan fix to the state's controversial law passed in 2021 that restricted vehicular pursuits has emerged in Olympia. Sumner Republican Representative Eric Robertson has joined with Democratic Representative Alicia Rule to introduce legislation.
It changes the standard for a pursuit from the unreasonable and nearly unachievable level of probable cause to reasonable suspicion and allow law enforcement officers, if their department policies allow for it, to pursue suspected criminals.
Robertson, a retired Washington State Patrol trooper, says House Bill 1363 would ensure criminals do not have a free pass. The measure is awaiting a hearing. Meantime, legislation is also in the works to restore penalties against drug possession. The Washington State Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that Washington's drug possession statute is unconstitutional. Representative Jacqueline Maycumber, who is sponsoring House Bill 1415, says the court ruling has created a serious problem.
You could sit in front of a school and shoot up, and the police cannot touch you. This brings it back to a criminal offense, and that's when the people get help who are suffering from addiction.
While Democrats in the state legislature are proposing more tax increases and eliminating tax advisory votes from the ballot, Republicans are seeking the opposite. Spokane Republican Representative Mike Voles wants to give voters more say on tax increases. He's sponsoring a constitutional amendment that would require a public vote on tax increases passed by the legislature.
The idea behind this is we will, with the vote of the people, refer those tax increase bills back through the legislative process.
And legislators would then have the chance to redebate and reconsider their tax vote if they so choose. Making housing more affordable is the goal of two bills sponsored by Representative Cindy Jacobson of Puyallup.
Everyone agrees we do have a housing shortage. We need to look at bringing more land into play for being buildable, and we need to look at costs. Regulation is 25 to 30% of the cost of a new home.
Jacobson's bills would allow cities and counties to expedite the housing permitting process based on local needs and adjust the urban boundaries to allow more housing development. This is the Capitol Buzz. The State House paused in its business Monday to honor civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Newly elected Representative April Connors of Kennewick was among speakers on House Resolution 4603, which honored the life and work of Dr. King.
We not only reflect on Dr. King's legacy, but we take account for the many strides we've made towards achieving racial equality. While we've come far, let us rededicate ourselves today to that unfinished work.
The resolution passed unanimously. That's your Week State Headlines. For daily headlines in your email, sign up for the Capitol Buzz from our website, houserepublicans.wa.gov. The Capitol Buzz is a service of Washington House Republicans. I'm John Satguest.